Hey guys, it's Tim from Capes and Scowls, and today we're going to be doing another trade review. Building that vault I promised you, full of reviews. Just so many reviews. Today, I am going to review, from First Second Comics, Is This Guy For Real? The Unbelievable Andy Kaufman. This story is by Box Brown, and Box Brown does everything on it, so it's a passion project, and you know how those go for me. They're either completely great or completely terrible, and there's only one person to blame. So we'll see where Box falls. If you want to yell at me about my opinions and how wrong I am, you can do that on Twitter, @mad_dog_tim. And you can just follow me, follow the podcast. We're all there. You know the social media stuff by now, and if you don't, just Google it. It's easy enough. So, is this guy for real? It focuses on the life of comedian Andy Kaufman. Stories range from his early days breaking into comedy and television to his later days mainly focusing on wrestling and his creation of the world's wrestling champion of the world. Wrestling was a huge part of Andy's life, and if you only know him from Taxi, then you just don't know enough yet. Andy Kaufman is by far one of my biggest influences in comedy and just timing and just being yourself, and this book is going to focus a little more on wrestling at times, but a huge part of a huge swerve, I guess we could say, involves wrestling with Andy Kaufman. So my bullet points for this graphic novel. Box Brown is a cartoonist whose other well-received projects include Andre the Giant, Life and Legend, and Tetris, the games we play. He also worked on Rugrats recently. Box cites many interviews and articles for his reference material, including new interviews he personally conducted with the likes of Bob Zamuda and Michael Kaufman. Andy's whole life is mentioned throughout, but it is his time in wrestling that turned the most heads and got him the most heat. The Man on the Moon movie with Jim Carrey, while it is good, is not as in-depth. Box does a good job of demonstrating the alternative motives and ways of thinking that Andy would demonstrate. Is This Guy For Real shows the emotion of Andy, which was sometimes hidden by passion. And this is a great collection of true life events. So my final thoughts here, if you randomly picked up this book knowing nothing about Andy Kaufman, this book would hook you quickly. A love of wrestling is not required, but would certainly be amplified as you see behind-the-scenes moments that would have broken kayfabe. The emotional tone of the book nails how fragile Andy was hidden deep inside. I love the presentation of this book. I want more like this from Box, as I also enjoyed his Andre the Giant book as well. So for scoring, Box Brown, like I said, did everything. So for his writing, I give him a 10. It is hard for me to give out a 10, and Box is getting a 10 because he did an incredible amount of work. He got actual factual confirmation on things, and his flow from beginning to end is fantastic, and it probably feels more personal because he did do everything, and I like his art style, which is art style for his drawing. I'm giving an 8.5. I know it's not going to be for everybody, but the cartoonist way of telling this story is probably the right way. You know, if Andy Kaufman looked like a Jim Lee splash page, it'd be a little off-putting. The inking, I'm giving an 8.5. It's a black and white story. Inking would be more important there. It doesn't have a million different tones. It does have gray tones, which, you know, I would give them about an 8. They're solid. They're good. They're, you know, a little above average. But again, because he did everything, it's got a personal kind of touch to it. Lettering is an 8, and cover art is an 8. Just around the whole book, it's just solid. So this is definitely an example of a passion project gone right. So overall, all those numbers with my averaging and the way I like to average numbers, which is however the hell I want to, this book is going to get a 9 out of 10. And congratulations, Box Brown, on getting the very first personal score of a 10 on these reviews. I am stingy when it comes to grading. My comic grading is just like my movie grading, if you've listened to Tapes and Scales. I very rarely go over an 8. I very rarely, even more rarely, go over a 9, so a 10 is unheard of. And that's it. I hope you like this book. I hope you check it out. It's a really good read. If you enjoy this one, check out his Andre the Giant and his Tetris book. Although I have not read his Tetris book yet, I'm sure it is fine to recommend if you're a video game aficionado. And that's it. That's the end of this trade review. Make sure you check us out at capesandscowlspodcast.com. You can email us capesandscowlspodcast@gmail.com. We're pretty good at getting back to you pretty quick. And, get at us. You want us to come on your podcast and talk about things you care about? We could do that. Hit us up. Best way to get me is either the email or at mad_dog_Tim on the Twitters. Thank you very much. Everybody go watch Something with Andy Kaufman in it as well. You could probably do that right away with YouTube. Just go find some Andy Kaufman. Check him out. The man was a genius. Thank you. Have a good rest of your day.